Olivia.
Can you say hi to Julia?
Hi.
Wow. Hi, Bill. What are you doing here?
I'm just helping Charlene haul all the baby stuff. We're considering buying this child her own burrow.
Mrs. Philpott quit this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I knew we only had her till the end of the month, but her sister's sick. We are high and dry.
Not all of us.
Oh, I'll get it, honey. You gotta go.
Yeah, I'd take her, but you'd be amazed at how inflexible the Air Force is about babies riding around in fighter planes. Honey, I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yesterday, she managed to spit up, pee, and poop all at the same time. I'm so proud.
Well, I have to hire another nanny today. I got some names from an agency, but right now, I think it is time for a diaper change.
So you decided to use cloth diapers, huh? Good for you.
Oh, yeah, they're really the only choice. I mean, besides disposables aren't biodegradable or recyclable. I'll tell you something awful. Deep down in my heart, I would rather have disposable diapers sitting in a landfill for 100 years than have dirty cloth ones in my bathroom for 1 week. You talk about toxic waste.
Look.
Like something ate you.
Where on earth did you get that? I'm modeling it in the fashion show tomorrow. Isn't it stunning?
Suzanne, it is gross to wear a dead animal on your back.
Oh, poo, Mary Jo. You are just so out of it. This is an after-dinner mink pullover worth $10,000. Anthony, you don't think it's gross, do you?
Well, Suzanne, it's been my experience in life that nothing is gross if it costs enough money. If caviar were cheap, then it would be gross. Just gross old poor people sitting around eating disgusting gross fish eggs. The same goes for frogs' legs, escargot, and truffles snorted out the ground by pigs. Believe me, if fur coats were cheap and only poor people wore them, everyone would think they were big, hairy, bulky eyesores, but they're expensive, so they're gorgeous.
Suzanne, if that coat is worth that much money, shouldn't it stay with the fashion show people till tomorrow?
Well, I don't see why. After all, it's mine. I bought it.
I thought you were supposed to be low on cash.
No, Suzanne is never low on cash when it comes to spending it on herself. She just poor mouths to get discounts.
Anthony, come on over here and help me get this thing off.
What are you doing? That's bizarre looking.
It's a designer original, Mary Jo. Pretty soon everyone's going to be wearing them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure everybody in my carpool will be.
She is so cute. I just changed her diaper. She went right off to sleep. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Charlene.
What happened to your hair?
It's a hat, Charlene.
Oh, it's nice.
I know why y'all got such a bee in your bonnet. You don't think people should wear fur. You think the little animals should just run free. I already got that lecture from you, Julia, when I bought that fur jacket last year, and I don't need to hear it again.
Yes, I am anti-fur, and I don't care who knows it. That jacket was made of nutria. Wild animals caught in big steel jaw traps. I think it's barbaric. Even when they're raised on farms, I don't like it.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not like those nutria were going to live long and productive lives anyway. You know, most of them just run around the swamps for about 9 months until they get eaten up by some old alligator. They're going to go one way or another. Anthony, if you were a nutria, would you rather be a beautiful coat and go with me to the governor's ball or lie around the swamp in some old alligator's intestines?
Let me get back to you on that one, Suzanne.
Well, I don't think killing any wild animal is acceptable.
Oh, yeah? What about that rat that got into your kudzu? When he got in your attic, you had an exterminator come over and nail that little sucker that afternoon. Wow!
Well, it wasn't like I had him made into a muff later. But you do have a point. I mean, you know, if you believe that animals have rights, and that should be all animals, not just the cute ones. I mean, it is a little hypocritical. I mean, it's like saying only attractive people have rights.
Yeah, well, I believe that, too. And, Julia, don't you be getting all holier-than-thou sitting there in a leather skirt.
There's a difference, Suzanne. Cows are not raised just for leather. We use other parts of the cow.
Oh. So I guess what you're saying is if I had myself a nice little mink steak for dinner, then it'd be okay.
Mary Joe, will you help me carry the baby stuff upstairs?
Sure.
Charlie, I'll get the rest of that stuff for you.
Well, thank you, Anthony.
Well, you do have a lot of stuff here.
I'm serious, Julia. I do not want you to get up on your soapbox about this one. Otherwise, I might have to point out to everybody that you own a fur coat yourself. You know what I'm referring to.
Mother's mink. Suzanne, you know I never wear that. It's a family heirloom. It was grandmother's, for heaven's sake. It's just a souvenir of someone we loved.
Maybe. All I'm saying is, you own a mink. So, speaking of big steel jaw traps, you can just keep yours shut.
Well, thanks so much for coming. I'll let you know when I decide. Did y'all like her?
You know, Charlene, are you sure that you asked the agency to send over nannies?
Well, yeah, why?
I don't know. It's just after talking to those last two, I was thinking, you know, maybe they misunderstood you. Maybe they thought that you wanted to interview ninnies.
There's another woman coming, isn't there?
Yes, one more.
Then we have to get right down to that fashion show because we're late now. Suzanne's down there festooning herself with pelts. We certainly don't want to miss that. Maybe she ran over a possum on her way down there and will be carrying that as a purse.
I hope this next nanny's better. I don't know. I guess what I'm hoping is that Julie Andrews will just land on top of my roof with an umbrella. I just love her. I mean, Mary Poppins and Maria von Trapp. I mean, she'd be perfect, wouldn't she?
You know, Charlene, when you think about it, Mary Poppins wasn't all that great of a nanny, you know? Stuffing the kids up chimneys and making them dance around on roofs. Why, nowadays she'd probably be in jail for child endangerment. Dick Van Dyke with her.
No, we're late. I hope we haven't missed Suzanne.
Don't worry about that, Anthony. I'm not particularly crazy about these events anyway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What'd you forget?
Nothing. Forget it.
What were you going to say you forgot?
I was just going to say, I guess you wouldn't really like coming down to the fashion show because how come you were in it last year and then got the back of your skirt tucked up in your pantyhose and walked down the ramp with 1,200 people getting a bird's eye view of your backside, but then I remembered that you didn't like to be reminded of that, so I wasn't going to say it. I was just going to keep it to myself.
Nice job.
Thank you. I tried.
You know, I'd almost forgotten about that, too. I wonder if anybody else remembers. You know, I mean, the same people come to this thing year after year. I guess just about everybody here must have seen it. Well, you know, not everybody. You know, Olivia wasn't born yet. You know, but even if she had seen it, it wouldn't have been that bad, you know, because you've changed your diapers. That makes you and her even.
Thank you, Charlene.
You're welcome.
It's precisely why Suzanne is representing Sugar Bakers this year. She will walk down the runway without incident. Suzanne is excellent at walking down runways. It is perhaps her greatest skill. And Sugar Bakers will be redeemed.
Oh, here she comes.
And here we have Suzanne Sugar Baker representing the Sugar Baker design firm and modeling the new look in après ski wear.
50 living creatures died for that coat!
Want to make it 51?
How does it feel to have a corpse on your back?
Oh, shut up!
Wait until the snappy comeback strikes again.
There's no humane way to kill, whether it's traps, gas, electrocution, it doesn't matter. You can't support this!
Hey, somebody get my gun!
We just want to talk to you.
Where is she?
Oh, there she is.
Okay, that's it. I'm mad now.
She'll be fine as long as she keeps that arm immobilized. A week should have been enough for the sprain to heal. So she'll be getting the brace off tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's good, all right. I'm getting a little tired of fetching and carrying for her. She acts like she's paralyzed from the nose down.
Julia!
Except for the lips.
You know, I'll never forget the look on her face when those protesters jumped up on that runway. She looked like a trapped animal.
Well, she kind of looked like that before, too.
You know, I've gotten about 6 messages on my machine from that woman, Annette. What's her name? The head of that People Against the Abuse of Animals. She sounds very apologetic, but frankly, I don't want to talk to her.
Well, you know, Julia, I mean, Suzanne shouldn't have taken a swing at that guy, you know? If she hadn't tried to punch him, she wouldn't have tripped and fallen off and landed on the mayor and all.
I'm sure he's still having recurring nightmares, though. I mean, can you imagine just sitting there minding your own business when this huge ball of fur just comes hurtling at you and flattens you? I mean, it's like something that would happen to Grizzly Adams.
Julia, I've been calling you.
In a minute, Suzanne.
I can't believe she talked the doctor into putting that brace on over the fur coat.
I told you he wanted to cut it off of her, but she wouldn't hear of it. No, she'd rather wear it for a week. In the meantime, I have to cook for her, wash her, put her to bed, entertain her.
We should get Suzanne a nanny.
Oh, Charlene, I forgot to tell you, I have a great lead for you. Constance Pine.
Constance Pine? Really? Well, I thought she was with someone.
No, she's available.
Do I have a chance?
Well, you're just the type she likes. Didn't we used to talk about men like this?
Who is Constance Pine?
Oh, Julia, she's famous. She's one of the best baby nurses in Atlanta, maybe the best. I mean, even getting someone who was trained by her is a big deal. I would be so honored to have my child drool down her back.
I thought you'd feel that way, so when I heard she was up for grabs, I just called her. She's coming today for an interview.
Well, I'm sure if she has such a sterling reputation, she'll pass the interview easily.
Oh, no, she's going to interview me. Oh, maybe I should go home and change.
No, you don't have time. She said she just dropped by. She didn't say when.
Oh, okay, now when she gets here, you got to drop some hints about, you know, what a good mother I am, and what a good father Bill is, what a good baby Olivia is. Now, don't make anything up, of course, you know, but let's make me look good.
Hello? I spoke to somebody on the phone.
Oh, yes, hi. That's me. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Mary Jo Shively.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so bad with names. Was that you? Oh, please forgive me.
Oh, that's no problem. Please come see it.
Oh, thank you.
Could we get you anything? Coffee, tea, anything at all?
Coffee would be lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Charlene Stillfield, probably the best mother in the whole wide world.
Mary Jo.
Oh, she is, truly. Listen, she has not slept at all since the baby came. She just breastfeeds her 24 hours a day. And her husband, Bill, oh, you have to meet him, too. And that little girl is just an angel. As a matter of fact, she's upstairs asleep right now.
Somebody! I'm hungry!
That's not her.
And here's your coffee. These muffins are very good. Charlene bought them herself.
Well, thank you. You all are certainly so nice and friendly. Quite frankly, I wouldn't have been surprised if you just kicked me right out the door and into the gutter.
Well, I'm Julia Sugarbaker.
I'm Annette Dawes.
Annette Dawes, from the People Against the Abuse of Animals.
Yes. Gee, I guess this means I don't get to meet Bill.
Obviously, you and your people admire and love animals so much you've decided to behave like them, quite frankly. A few members of your group looked as though they might greatly benefit from a flea dip.
That is what I have been trying to tell you. Those people were not from our group that jumped up on that runway. Well, some of them used to be, but we do not condone physical confrontations. They were acting totally on their own.
You know, the person you should be explaining this to is my sister. Unfortunately, that sweet, gentle girl is upstairs now, confined to bed, with the many injuries and bruises she sustained in that ridiculous fight.
Julia, where are you?
Suzanne, this is Miss Dawes from the People Against the Abuse of Animals, or PAW.
Oh, really? Let me tell you something, Miss PAW. I am wearing this fur coat to sleep in. I've been wearing this fur coat 24 hours a day for a week. And you know why? Because my arm was sprained, and I can't lift it over my head. The doctors wanted to cut it off of me, but naturally, I couldn't let them. I mean, after all, they're doctors, not tailors. Doctors should stick to cutting up things like hearts and livers, not important things like fur coats. So, I've been stuck inside this thing. Do you know what it means to wear a fur coat 24 hours a day for a week? It's hot. It's bulky. And it's starting to smell. I can't go outside because dogs follow me around and I'm not happy. I don't want to see a fur coat for the rest of my life. I don't want to see fur. I don't want to hear fur. I don't even want to open the refrigerator and see some old food with fur on it.
In that case, would you like to join our organization? I'll just take that as a no.
That bimbo asked me to join her organization.
Well, Suzanne, you should look at some of this literature. You might change your mind. What do you think, Charlene?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you all this, but I might as well. I suppose you're going to be shocked, but I'm just going to do it. My point of view is, I'm not sure.
Well, get my smelling salts. Don't go dropping bombshells on us like that, Charlene. Someone could have a heart attack.
Well, I'm surprised. You've got such a big heart, Charlene. I figured this stuff would really get to you.
It does. It does. Now, y'all got to remember, I'm a country girl, you know, and people in the country are a lot less sentimental about animals. I mean, I'm not one of those people who thinks that meat comes from the store. You're all nice, wrapped up in cellophane. I know where it comes from. You know, you learn those hard lessons real early. Mostly about not naming the lambs. If you name them, it makes it real hard to get the lamb chops down later. I don't know. We hunted and trapped wild animals all the time. I mean, Daddy called just last week all proud because Harold Thomas had just shot his first deer.
Well, I didn't make those connections quite so fast, but when I was a little girl, I had this white rabbit skin headband that I wore to church on Sundays with my red coat, and I just loved it. I would just sit for hours on end and stroke it. I just thought it was the softest thing I had ever felt in my life. And then one day, my friend Kelly asked me over to play with her, and she had just gotten a new pet, which was a rabbit named Benjamin. And we just played with him all day long, and I didn't think a thing about it until the next Sunday when I went to put my headband on. And when I touched it, I realized that it felt just like Benjamin. I went to bed with a stomach ache and cried for 2 days.
You know what your people's problem is? You think too much.
You've never really been plagued with that one, have you, Suzanne?
No, indeedy. You know, when I had Noelle, people were always getting all bent out of shape because I would eat fried pork rinds in front of her. I don't know, I guess they thought I'd get some sudden moral how-do-you-do about fried pork rinds. Get serious. Julia, you were one of them. You simply refused to sit in front of Noelle and eat fried pork rinds.
I didn't eat the fried pork rinds because they were nauseating, Suzanne. Now, the three of us better get going if we want to get back here from Libby Mace's before the baby nurse comes.
Anthony, you won't mind watching Olivia, will you, for about 20 minutes? Now, if Constance Pine comes, you tell her I'll be right back, okay?
Oh, sure.
Well, when all is said and done, I have to stand up for what I believe in, no matter how much it hurts. So I think I will go ahead and sell Grandma's coat.
Well, then, when they get this thing off me tomorrow, you and me will have us a little fur sale.
And we can take the proceeds, baby sister, and go buy ourselves the most beautiful, luxurious, fake fur coats. How about it?
Oh, no, no, Julia, you can't do that. No, fake furs are made from petroleum products. They're not biodegradable.
Charlene!
What?
You're thinking again.
Okay, now, Olivia. Now, your Uncle Anthony has got to go out to the van for just a few minutes, but he's going to be right back, okay? Okay, now, Suzanne, you can watch it for just a few seconds, can't you?
Of course.
All right. There you go. Ooh, Suzanne, you might want to air out that fur coat a little bit.
It's coming Tamara. What do you people want from me anyway?
Hello. I'm Constance Pye.
Who? Oh, yeah, the baby nurse.
I did mention I'd be dropping by.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Is this the child?
Uh-huh. Her name's Alicia.
I thought it was Olivia.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. I just call her the baby.
Does she have any allergies?
How would I know?
Let's see, well, it's a little chilly in here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, that's because I got the heat turned down. Because I'm wearing this fur coat, you see.
Yes, I do.
If I don't have the heat turned down, well, then it's just too hot to wear a fur coat around the house. You know, it's just sweltering. And I haven't been sleeping all that well lately, anyway.
Of course. With the new baby in the house?
Oh, her? No. She starts to cry, I just stick in my earplugs.
Oh, hello. May I help you?
I don't know. I'm Constance Pine.
Oh, the baby nurse. I'm so pleased to meet you. I see you already met our little Olivia.
Yes, I have. So you two are married.
Married? Oh, no. I'm not married.
Well, I don't think we need to talk anymore. I make these decisions very quickly. In all my many years of baby nursing, I have never, never seen a child who needs me more. I'm taking the job, Miss Stillfield.
You are?
Darling.